Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's edition of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. I'm the author of several audio and video presentation books. I've hosted thousands of radio and TV shows, thousands of podcasts as well, and I've been a voice trainer at the BBC. And this is your one-stop shop over the course of the year, over the course of these episodes, to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and video voice, going through day by day, paragraph by paragraph, as I write the book of the same name. Today, vocal fry. What is vocal fry? Well, it's a bit like sizzling sausages. Vocal fry is a creaking sound that often occurs at the end of sentences. The sound of the voice becomes more staccato and broken up. And you've probably heard this a little bit. I don't think I'm doing it very well. Here's someone that does it very, very well. If by well, I mean badly. He's Kim Kardashian.
Poverty doing. You might like that one. Out my lip on the outfit. And hated what you want and what you get. Interesting. Naked. Make selfies. Guys do. About it. Time. Exact. No. Line. Decade ago. I'm here. Together.
Right you now. Get the idea. Yeah. It's that creaking sound that people do, as I say, at the end of sentences, partly when they're running out of breath. And it's A lot of the time, it is seemingly put on. It's been emulated by many, many people who want to follow people like Kim Kardashian. Some believe that because it's in a lower register, your voice sounds sexy or authoritative. And it's very often used by younger people. And I'm trying not to be judgmental here and just give you the kind of the facts and the information. But in the future, it may be that it becomes a much more accepted way that we speak. After all, you know, how we speak as human beings in different accents and so on does change over time. There is a vocal trend which shifts over time. We looked at this previously in a previous episode about how the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen of England, has changed her voice and her speaking style over time. So it may be that vocal fry is more and more accepted. But using vocal fry, I heard it referred to the other day as scraping the barrel of the voice. Reduces your ability to project quite naturally. That's obvious, just the way the mechanics of how the voice works and so on, how you're using your voice when you have vocal fry. It reduces your ability to project. And it also means that you have less colour in your voice. You have less colour in your voice. See what I was able to do then? But if you're creaking down here all of the time, then it's very, very flat. It's low and it's flat, and it doesn't give you much headroom or bottom room in which to move with the inflection of your voice going up and down. And using it for too long is going to cause your voice to tire. That's natural. We know that. That is a fact. And it's also going to be putting a lot of strain and stress on your voice. It's not how you should be using your voice naturally, because it's caused by not enough air going through the vocal folds, which causes them to relax and the tone to drop and that kind of rasping sound to occur. So how do you avoid that? If you have noticed that you're doing it, perhaps when you listen back to some of your recordings, or people perhaps mock you or tease you for having that kind of voice, or if you've noticed it in yourself, what you need to do is keep the air up, the amount of air that's actually coming from your lungs and over your vocal folds as you speak. Make the sound more smooth and consistent, and also be careful not to trail off at the end of a sentence or a phrase. Some people get into the vocal fry habit, particularly at the end of a sentence, like that. And particularly when they're tailing off at the end of a sentence. Yeah. So notice if you tend to let a word linger. And if you do, try and cut it short and say it more cleanly with a shorter end so it doesn't linger. Love to know your feedback about what you think of vocal fry. Let me know on Twitter. I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. Tomorrow, well, we've been talking about belly breathing, haven't we? The diaphragmatic breathing. Tomorrow, we've got a super bonus for you. I'm calling it a belly breathing bonus. You're going to love to hear it. Don't miss it as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues.